Well, yesterday we talked about the case of the aggressive alarm, the alarm clock where you have to make a donation to charity if you oversleep. Today, another interesting, or let's say unconventional idea, someone wants to make an asexual dating app. So basically, they want to start their own app for people who identify as asexual. This is where you just don't feel much sexual attraction to anyone. There's a big category of people who fit this description, and it's the kind of thing where they used to feel really alone because they're like, am I the only person who feels this way? And now, thanks to Reddit and Discord and other social media and just how the world works, they are able to connect with other people out there who have similar experiences. So I think at one point on the podcast, we featured the dating app for dog lovers. There are also all kinds of specialized dating apps based on religion or background. You've got JDate, you've got Christian Cafe. There's an app called Farmers Only, which, you know, their branding is like single in the country, sign up for free to find a farmer, rancher, cowboy, cowgirl, or animal lover. Well, as noted, today's caller wants to start their own app for people who identify as asexual. Why not? And what's the best path forward? Let's talk about it. Detailed question and my answer coming right up.
Hi, this is Catherine, and I've been following you for as long as I can remember. I identify as asexual, which is an orientation where you just don't feel much sexual attraction to anyone. It's a common myth that this type of person doesn't exist. And thankfully, now there are communities like Reddit where I've been able to learn more about myself. It's important to note that just because someone is asexual doesn't mean they don't want to have a relationship. Many of us still experience a longing for romantic or platonic relationships. We just don't necessarily want the other parts. I know this is an ambitious goal, but what do you think about a dating app for people on this spectrum? I've done some coding classes and have some time on my hands since I work remotely for a job that doesn't require a lot of effort. Or if an app seems too complicated, what else would you suggest? Thanks in advance for any ideas you might have.
Catherine, thank you so much for calling in. I do want to say I love our community so much. We've got people out there doing all kinds of things from all kinds of backgrounds. And so let's talk about this idea. I like ambitious goals. Nothing wrong with that. I wonder a little bit less about making a dedicated app and more about other resources, just because to make not just an app, but an app that is a dating app, it requires a certain scale to it. Like you need to have like a minimum number of users, right, before it actually becomes useful. So that can be difficult from a solopreneur perspective. You know, the companies that have succeeded doing this, they tend to have a lot of money to like throw at the issue and such. But what I think is, like I said, less about making a dedicated app, more about other resources, because there are a lot of people who identify this way or with maybe an aligned non-traditional orientation. And so what could you make for them, either as an act of service or to become like an authority in this field if you so choose? There could be guides or other products for sale. There could be websites that have free information but have an advertising model to support them. Could be something else entirely. There could be a podcast, right? It could be a podcast or a YouTube channel or something else that builds an audience that way. My idea is, yes, I think an app like this needs to exist, and it's hard to do it yourself. I don't want to discourage you, of course, just like yesterday with the guy who wants to make the aggressive alarm. If it is your vision to do it this way, then Godspeed, and I wish you every success. But if you just want to serve a particular community, like the community that identifies as asexual or interested in romantic or platonic relationships, I wonder what else could be done to serve that community. And that's a question I would throw back to you. Love to know how it goes. Listeners, let me know if you have a question, a comment, an experience, sidehustleschool.com. Of course, new episodes coming out all the time. 3,400 plus episodes available for free in the archives. Download or stream them on the website, sidehustleschool.com. And the new episodes come out every day, 7 days a week on Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you like to listen. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.